Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Seeing my probation officer.
Uh-oh, your PO?
Yep. She's pretty cool.
She's a pretty cool lady.
Yeah.
What makes her cool?
Fair.
She's fair like she's impartial, or she's fair like she's hot?
Impartial.
Oh, impartial. She's not hot? You're shaking your head. No. On a scale of 1 to 10?
5.
A 5? What could she do to improve her appearance?
I don't know about that.
Maybe get like a new haircut, makeover.
All needs work.
Oh, man.
Everything. She's just, listen, I know I've got kind of a sad case going on right now, but she's the real charity case here.
I know.
Her looks are tragic.
It's always good when you're judged by someone like that, too.
Oh, who's been in prison and not around women, too.
Yeah,
so you
exactly.
think.
You think anyone would look great to right now? She's like, no, man.
Ugh.
You should have seen what I was just hooking up with, too.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm here to get rid of my crazy landlord.
Why is your landlord crazy?
Well, he likes to barge into people's homes unexpectedly.
Wait a minute. He'll just come into your house without knocking or anything?
And he'll come in with 3 or 4 people to intimidate us.
So what does he do when he comes in?
He pretends like he's trying to check out the place, but he's really looking at the things that you have.
Oh, so he's like snooping around your stuff.
Yes. He opens up the closet doors and says he's looking for mold, but the flashlight is actually down looking at my shoes and everything else.
Weird. So what are you doing about it then?
So we're going to put a noose around his head.
Oh, maybe hunt him down then.
That's a good idea.
All right, me and you, we'll go hunt him down and put a noose around. Okay, wait, maybe we shouldn't say that on the radio. Never mind, we didn't mean that.
Yeah, I didn't mean that.
I will say this, that lady is clearly insane. You know when you've got somebody crazy and you're just like, oh, yes, let's delve into your apartment manager a little bit. Gotta be looking at your shoes.
It sounds nuts, you're right.
You're getting really good at this, and I'm a little bit worried for you as well.
What you doing at the courthouse?
In here for possession of crack cocaine.
Oopsies.
Yeah.
That's kind of a double oopsies, probably.
Yeah, it was really ugly. Don't jaywalk with crack cocaine in your pocket. They'll get you.
That's good advice for the kids.
Yeah.
So is that exactly how you got caught? That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah, really. I see people jaywalking all the time. Look at this guy jaywalking.
Oh, hell no. What if he has crack cocaine on it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every officer knows that's who you're looking for. You're looking for the jaywalkers because they've always got crack in their pocket.
And I'm sure he wasn't doing anything else wrong.
I wonder if that's how cops, that's what they say when they find the crack too. Oopsies.
Yeah. Oopsies.
Is this what I
know. That was the best start to a courthouse ever. Right? I just want to hear that one more time.
What you doing at the courthouse?
In here for possession of crack cocaine.
Oopsies.
Yeah. Probably bad when the cops go, hey, you just jaywalked. Did you know that? I'm sorry, officer. I'm high on crack. Made me do it.
What you doing at the courthouse?
So I went over to the casino, and my girl at the time was like freaking out because I told her I was leaving. So she's grabbing on to me and stuff like that. And I did not do this, but guy in the parking lot said that I elbowed her.
Oh, they're making a scene?
Yeah, so I was running from like 6 other warrants.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so he arrested me for that. Then they charged me with all sorts of stuff and the assault also.
Oh, my God. So, dude, how were you walking around with 6 warrants at one time?
It's a lot easier than you think it would be.
Really? You just dodge the cops? Like,
I mean, when you're skeeved out on drugs anyways, you're kind of got the eye for it anyhow.
Okay.
You know?
So you always go the speed limit. You're always, like, making sure you mind your manners and stuff. It almost made you a better person to have warrants, if you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even a man with 6 warrants can find a good relationship. I mean, that's amazing.
It's actually a lot easier than you think to walk around with 6 warrants.
Is it?
If you dream it, you can achieve it. Trust me. I've done it many times. This is my first rodeo, Jose. Thank you for asking about my warrants. Trust me. I'll be fine.